You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Good morning and welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. Yes, this is still your host, Fun Strong James, and I got a word from the Lord this morning. More like a conversation that he and I had. More like a counseling session. So if you're ready for this, I mean, go grab your coffee, go grab your tea, go grab that water you know you should be drinking. I am talking to myself, but go get that, whatever your beverage choice is for the morning, so that you can listen to my conversation with the Holy Spirit. So each morning I wake up and spend time with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Every morning I do this. I pray and I hear the still small voice of the Holy Spirit talking to me. I write down what I hear. I read my word. That's the Bible. I write down what I hear as I'm reading, or I write down what scriptures really spoke to me. You know, like the ones that made me pause or just really touched me in a noticeable way. I do this every morning, Sunday through Saturday. Every day. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Okay, that was a song back in the day I used to. Anyway, this morning as I was praying and just worshiping, I thought back over the last 17 months of my life, which is about how long I've been committed to serious, non-negotiable daily prayer time. I thought back over all the times where I didn't talk to anybody. I'm talking about nobody, nobody. I didn't talk to anybody about anything but the Lord. Like, I didn't talk to anybody. I was only talking to the Lord. And when I say not talk to anybody, I mean talking to anybody about any of my issues or anything that was going on. I didn't really talk to anybody. I talked to the Lord. And just like that, it hit me. Holy Spirit really is the best counselor ever. You hear me? You hear me? I'm talking about Holy Spirit is the best counselor ever. Now, I know we've all had people tell us what they think about our situations or what we should do, or even some of us tell us how we should do it. You know, the forceful ones. I used to be one of those people. But one thing I know for sure is that when I come to the Father, my Father God, for a counseling session, I know that it will be righteous. I know that it will be truthful. I know that it will be instructional. And most importantly, I know that it'll be in alignment with the plan and purpose that God has for my life. Now, can you say that about your best friend or your family members or some random celebrity counselor coach person? No, I can answer that question for you. You cannot say that. Now, I know God uses people to tell us things. I'm not saying that other people can't be the messenger. But what I am saying is that before you or I go to anyone else, we should have such a relationship with the Father where we don't have to book an appointment or pull out a credit card, because as a believer, Holy Spirit is already with us and we can talk to him anytime we want. As the old folks used to say, his line is never busy. Tell him what you want. His line is never busy. Tell him what you want. Oh, okay. I'm gonna stop. So they used to sing it at my grandma's church. Actually, that probably was my grandma singing it at the church. But anyway, y'all, I don't know about y'all, but nothing irks my nerves more than when I used to call a friend or a family member to talk about my problems and they were busy. Oh, I know. That was very selfish of me. And I don't need you pointing your finger at me because I don't call them anymore. Why? Because I have a counseling session every morning during prayer time. That time I spend with Holy Spirit sustains me and keeps me going in the right direction. Amen. That's an amen right there. Let me give y'all some scripture because y'all probably think she's just giving us her thoughts and her opinions. I'm not. I'm always going to back it up with the word because the word is the truth. John 14:26, the Amplified Version, because you know the Amplified Version amplifies what the scripture is saying. It says, but the Comforter, and then it says this parenthetically about the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit, y'all, let me just say this before I keep reading this scripture. The Holy Spirit is all of that. The Holy Spirit is Comforter. The Holy Spirit is Counselor. The Holy Spirit is Helper. The Holy Spirit is Intercessor. The Holy Spirit is Advocate. The Holy Spirit is Strengthener. The Holy Spirit is Standby. The Standby. Woo, y'all, I get excited just thinking about who lives on the inside of me. The Holy Spirit. Let me get back to the scripture. But the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, which means in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf, he will teach you all things. And he will cause you to recall. That means he will cause you to remember. He will remind you of and bring to your remembrance everything I have told you. Now, this is John 14:26. This is Jesus talking to the disciples, right? And so I had this thought this morning. You know, we all love great food and great conversation. Well, most people do. If you don't, just indulge me for a second here. But one thing I love to do is have great food, preferably that I don't have to cook. Okay, I'm just going to be honest. And great conversation, preferably the kind that stimulates my mind, okay, and not just gossip. Gossip does not stimulate my mind. But anyway, I love to have great food and great conversation. And the thought hit me this morning, that's exactly what my prayer time is, great food and great conversation. The word of God is the food, and my prayer is the conversation with Holy Spirit. And of course, it stimulates my whole being, my whole self. What a standard, huh? What a standard. Okay, like literally, that is the standard. Great food and great conversation. That's my standard for great food and great conversation. So you can't even come at me with mediocre food and mediocre conversation because I will not be stimulated by that. Okay, y'all, let me keep going. As I flipped open my Bible for the scriptural surprise, I landed in Romans chapter 15 and 16. And go figure, as always, it lined up with the first thought I had in prayer about Holy Spirit being the best counselor. Except in Romans, it talks more about us as believers being counselors to one another. Now, of course, I was like, okay, Holy Spirit, break this down to me. Well, you know, Holy Spirit said, read the scripture and then look at the study notes for more revelation. And in that reading, I read that there are two things we must have in order to counsel one another. You want to know what those two things are? I know you do. Because before you open your mouth to counsel anybody, you need to make sure you have these two things. If you don't have these two things, you need to not counsel anybody. Okay? Number one, we must be full of goodness and seeking to please the Lord. We can't lead anyone else to pleasing the Lord if we ourselves aren't doing that. Okay? We can't lead nobody else to please the Lord if we ain't trying to please the Lord. We can only lead someone where we're traveling ourselves. And then number two, we must be filled with the knowledge of God that comes from scriptures. We must be filled with the knowledge of God that comes from scriptures. Biblical counseling comes from the overflow of the word in us, not from our opinions. So what I just said is, if you want counseling from somebody, you need to make sure that they seeking to please the Lord, that they're full of goodness, and that they're full with knowledge that comes from scripture. Like, if they not, that ain't your person to be getting counseled from. Okay? Y'all got that? So that means you can't be getting counseling from everybody. They have to meet these two criterias. They must be seeking to please the Lord, and they must be filled with the knowledge of God that comes from scripture. That means they need to be reading their Bible. And I ain't talking about people that be posting scripture on social media. I'm not talking about those people, because, you know, the app will give you the scripture. I'm talking. Okay, let me move on, because I was about to get on a soapbox. Okay, I was. All of this, though, y'all, what I just read about the two things that you must have in order to counsel one another, all of that comes from Romans 15:14, which says, "My brothers and sisters, I myself am convinced about you that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another." So recently, I have been in a few situations, y'all, where somebody or someone's solicited my help. They actually said the words, "I need counseling," to me. I immediately prayed for Holy Spirit to guide me on what to say to them. I sought the Lord first before I even opened my mouth to them. I sought the Lord first before I even opened my mouth to them. And matter of fact, when I opened my mouth to them, I still was seeking the Lord. Like, I can be talking to you and the Lord at the same time. Like, for real. Like, you can be talking to me and I'll start just praying in tongues, or just praying, "Lord, help me say the right thing to them." You know, I'm just like, "Lord, give me the words to say." I'll be doing it silently. You won't even know, especially if we're on the phone. You won't even know. But I really want us, y'all, to make sure that before we are seeking counseling from anyone, that we look at their life to see if they are seeking to please the Lord. Are they full of goodness? Are they reading the word of God and actually doing what it says? Oh, yeah, that's another criteria right there, because you can be a reader of the word but not a doer. Because, see, we don't want to be fooled either by Bible scholars who aren't Bible followers. Now, if I wanted to, you know, be the ultimate rapper right now, I would say we can't be fooled by Bible scholars who aren't Bible followers. Y'all get what I'm saying? You can't be fooled by people that know the word, but they not doing it. Like, you can know the word, but the fact that you're not applying it to your life, there is a discrepancy there. Okay? But y'all, one thing I read, and this made so much sense to me as I was reading it. It really related to me hearing from Holy Spirit and receiving counseling like this right here. Listen to this. It says, "Another person's advice and ideas should only be followed if the advice, counsel, or idea is confirmation of something that the Holy Spirit has already told you." Did y'all get that? Another person's advice and ideas should only be followed if the advice, counsel, or idea is confirmation of something that the Holy Spirit has already told you. So that means you got to already be talking to Holy Spirit in order for that person to confirm. So that's why I said people can come and be the hands and feet of Jesus and give you advice and give you counsel or idea, but it should be confirmation of what the Holy Spirit has already told you. It should be confirmation. It shouldn't be information. It should be confirmation. Proverbs 19:21 says, "There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand." Holy Spirit told me this morning, he said, Fun, you're unique. I created you specifically for my purpose. You play a very important role in my kingdom agenda. As you seek me and I reveal to you your role, be encouraged that you are well able. This morning, you guys, I want you to be encouraged to talk to the counselor, Holy Spirit. I want you to be encouraged to be a counselor led by Holy Spirit. I want you to be encouraged today to have the best food and best conversation ever, which is the Word of God and prayer time. All right, that wraps up another fire episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. Hey guys, before I give you your assignments, I just want to thank you so much for making the adjustment with me. God is shifting me. And so the podcast and blog are going to come out a little bit, like just an hour later. It's not a major shift as far as the timing, but it is a major shift in what the Holy Spirit is doing with me in my morning schedule. So I want to be flexible to the Holy Spirit. And so I've adjusted the time for the blog and podcast to be released every morning. It is now being released between the 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Central Standard Time hour. So it's pushed back just an hour. Okay. All right. So what are your assignments for this morning? Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, what's your favorite spiritual food? Like, what do you like to munch on? What's your favorite spiritual food? That means your favorite scripture. What is it? I want you to write that down, because that I want you to feed yourself. Like, those scriptures, those words, that food is what you can actually overeat on and it'll be all right. You don't have to worry about, you know, gaining weight other than the Holy Spirit weight. Okay. All right, y'all. Do your assignments. Keep listening. Keep sharing. Keep sharing with me how this blog and podcast is impacting your life. I really love hearing from you guys. And until tomorrow, adios, amigos. I don't know, y'all. I don't even know where that came from, but I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.